no food. She won't wash me no clothes. Every time I see her, she wanna put me out. I ain't never sorry.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve. Yeah, I'm your host for the Deep Blues Hour, bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from the classic duo of Lonnie Johnson and Victoria Stevie. Gotta just love how they have made a fine collaboration. Robert Jr. Lockwood. Yeah, he's called Robert Jr. because he supposedly learned from Robert Johnson, the original. And we'll hear from Tommy McLennan, fine old 1940 track coming up from him, Tommy McLennan from the way down in Mississippi. It's all coming here in this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Let's kick things off, though, with Mr. Albert King. A song called Watermelon Man from his Blues from the Road LP. Albert King here on the Deep Blues Hour. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, their website is rowhousecinema.com or 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
This evening, I just found out where my real love have gone. Yes, I just found out this evening. This morning. We'll be right back.
and the title track to his 1996 Elmark release, that was Hello World from Aaron Moore. Great desk, great man. We also heard from Lewis Myers in there as well, off an Earwig release. Came out in 92, called Tell My Story Moving. That was Blue and Lonesome from Lewis Myers. Let's hear next from the Eddie Taylor Blues Band, from their release My Heart Is Bleeding. That this is There'll Be a Day from the Eddie Taylor Blues Band here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you.
There you have Mr. Howlin' Wolf, recorded 1958, in a song called Gettin' Late, from a collection of his Chess record recordings called Ain't Gonna Be Your Dog. There from Howlin' Wolf. We also heard from Big Bill Morganfield, son of McKinley Morganfield, also known as Muddy Waters. That was You're Gonna Miss Me, a 2001 recording on a disc called Ramblin' Mind from Big Bill Morganfield. All right, if you or someone you know is among the millions of Americans with migraine, there's new information you need to know to help prevent these horrible headaches. New guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology and the American Headache Society find seizure drugs Divalproex sodium valproate, and topiramate, along with certain beta blockers, are effective for preventing migraine attacks. Over-the-counter drugs, including ibuprofen and naproxen, as well as some other herbal remedies such as butterbur, may also help. Studies show migraine is under-recognized and under-treated. About 38% of people with migraine could benefit from preventative treatments, yet only less than a third of these people currently use them. Studies also show migraines attacks can be reduced by more than half with preventative treatments. For a complete list of treatments recommended by the American Academy of Neurology, or to find a neurologist near you, visit AAN.com. That is AAN.com. While you're at it, check out an experiment with time. It's Afrobeat, free jazz, desert blues, American primitive, visions, and more. It's an experiment with time. Freeform radio on WRCT every Saturday night, starting at midnight. Let's hear from the duo of Lonnie Johnson and Victoria Spivey. Yes, this is off their Bluesville release, Idle Hours. This is Please, Baby. Lonnie Johnson and Victoria Spivey here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Baby, please come back to me. I am just a prisoner for your love. You, the only one, can set me free. I woke up this morning, something cold, something went wrong. I woke up this morning, something cold and something went wrong. I felt on a pillow and I found my baby gone. Yes, I've been drinking and thinking, but I can't get off my mind. Drinking and thinking, can't get off my mind. Every time I sit down to eat my breakfast, I just can't help from crying. Man, when you got someone you love, as nothing can fill that place. When you got something that you really love, as nothing can fill that place. And when she's out of your arms, as nothing but an empty space. Baby, please, darling, please come back to me. The one and all to me.
is your time now. Well, it's my time after a while. Except things don't get no better, I'm gonna move on down the line. Cause when you was my baby, I treated you nice and kind. But baby, I have changed my mind. I was crazy about you, baby, crazy as a man could be. Me and I will be gone. So bye bye, baby. Babe, you know you done me wrong. So try your best to forget that I ever held you in my own. Yes, yes, yes.
Douglas right there, and the Night Shirt Blues from an R. Hooley release called I Have to Paint My Face, some fine Mississippi blues from 1960. Casey Douglas there. We also heard from Big Maceo and Tampa Red together with So Long Baby. All right, up next, here's Robert Lockwood Jr., or Robert Jr. Lockwood, whichever you prefer. This is You've Got to Stop This Mess from the protege of Robert Johnson, Robert Lockwood, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you. goodbye, boo. I'm gone away. I won't be back again till wedding day. You told me to love me, and your love wasn't true. Oh, goodbye, boo. I'm gone away. Baby, and you treat me this way. Well, when I had plenty of money, I had friends all around my dome. Money. I had friends all around my dome. Well, now all my money gone, and my friend don't know me no more. Goodbye, baby. Hate to leave you this way. Well, I say goodbye, baby. Hate to leave you this way. Well, the Greyhound brought me here. Highway 51 gonna carry me away.
There was a song entitled C.C. Baby from John Lee Hooker, a recording made in his early years, late 40s into the 1950s, there from John Lee Hooker. We also heard from another John, John Jackson. That was Goodbye Booze from a 1969 release called Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. John Jackson right there. All right, we're going to hear from Tommy McLennan next, recording for the Bluebird record label back in the late 30s, early 40s. This is called the LC Blues from 1940. Tommy McLennan here on the Deep Blues Hour.
See? didn't you tell me so? Now I fall see right to the jumping off ground. I fall see to the jumping off ground. But I never felt sorry till I let my baby down. Now I follow my baby long, long days and long nights. I follow my baby long, long days and long nights. I follow my baby till I see she wasn't gonna treat me right. You can misuse me here now, but you can't when I go home. Yeah, yeah. You can mistreat me here, but you can't when I go home. Yeah, see, I got somebody there who ready to make you leave me alone. Now I give you all my love, and they'll see what more can a poor man do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I give all my love now, see what more can a poor man do. You're a sweet little girl, you see, but I swear you won't be true. Now you can't have me, you see, now I'm not my partner too. Take your time. You can't have me, you see, my partner too. Cause you know good well, baby, oh, baby, that won't do. Fight you some days now, you juke juke all the time. I fight you to them days and you juke juke all the time. You juke juke so that I wouldn't pay you no mind. Now if you don't quit juking, baby, that's gonna be alright. Yeah. If you don't quit juking, baby, that's gonna be alright. Your good man don't see you. I'll try to see tomorrow night.
Look like bad luck and trouble. Lord, it tries to follow me. Look like bad luck and trouble. Lord, it tries to follow me. Yes, I'm in love with that little woman, but I just had to leave her be. Lord, look here now, baby. You ain't nothing like you used to be. Yeah, look here now, baby. You ain't nothing like you used to be. Man, if I catch you with my little woman, Lord, I'll stain you like a bee. She said, I don't have to wait. I wear diamonds every day. Cause all of my women, they do what I said. I don't have to pay no rent. You know, buy nothing to eat. Cause I got a swing on the city, God knows, baby, can't be beat. Ask her why, baby, you belong to me. You're a good little girl. You ain't nothing like you used to be. Yeah.
Funny cable, little girl, girl is gonna get your tricks on me. Oh, your funny cable. Little girl is gonna get your tricks on me. Your funny cable. Sure to get your tricks on me. Every time I come to see you, I catch in your gown, your hair all tangled up, your window shade pulled down, your funny cable. Baby, sure gonna get your tricks on, baby. Baby, your funny cable, sure gonna get your tricks on, baby. Every time I come to your house, minute I enter your door, you got a wet towel on your bed and a pan of water sitting on your floor. Your funny cable, sure gonna get a trick someday. Your funny cable, sure gonna get a trick someday. Keep on playing me for crazy. Keep on playing me for nut. Keep on cutting those cables you cut. You gonna get nitrate all over your head. Baby, when I get through with you, baby, you gonna wish you were dead.
From Memphis, Willie B. That was the Funny Caper Blues from a Bluesville disc called the Hard Working Man Blues. They're from Memphis, Willie B. Memphis, Willie B. We also heard from Otis Webster. That was the Penitentiary Blues. Time for a couple more tracks. We're going to hear from Louisiana Red. But first, here is Coley Jones off of a collection of early Texas blues. This is the Drunkard's Special. Coley Jones, then Louisiana Red here on the Deep Blues Hour on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I went home, drunk as I could be. There's another mule in the stable where my mule ought to be. Come here, honey. Explain yourself to me. How come another mule in the stable where my mule ought to be? Come here. honey. Explain this thing to me. How come another coat on the coat rack where my coat ought to be? Oh, crazy, silly, can't you plainly see? Nothing but a bed quilt where your coat ought to be. Never seen before. The third night when I went home, drunk as I could be, there's another head on the pillow where my head ought to be. Come here, honey, come here. All crazy, all silly, can't you plainly see? That's nothing but a cabbage head that your grandma sent to me. I've traveled this world over million times or more. How on a cabbage head I've never seen before.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
It's a genocide that's taking place that you people don't want to write about.
60 white South African Afrikaners have arrived in the U.S. after being granted refugee status, even as the U.S. suspends refugee resettlement for almost everyone else in the world. We'll go to South Africa to speak with an Afrikaner journalism professor whose new piece is headlined Trump's Fake Refugees. And we'll speak with a black South African political analyst about race, power, and the politics of distraction. Then Palestinians mark the 77th anniversary of the Nakba, when some 700,000 Palestinians fled from or were violently expelled from their homes as Israel also carried out massacres upon its founding. Many Palestinians say they face a second Nakba today.
Despite all of the circumstances, we are maintaining our land and rooted here. Our right of return will never be forgotten, and Palestine will always be Palestine.
We'll speak with a Cornell University professor, lead author of a major new report released by U.S. academics called Apartheid in Israel, that concludes Israel's treatment of Palestinians meets the legal threshold of apartheid. And as Israel's brutal assault continues, we'll also look at a Starvation in Gaza report with Alex DeWall, author of Mass Starvation, The History and Future of Famine. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Officials in Gaza say Israeli strikes have killed over 100 people in the past day, the majority of them children and women, as Palestinians grow increasingly desperate in their daily struggle for survival more than 10 weeks after Israel cut off all imports of humanitarian aid, including food and medicine. Thousands were seen fleeing Gaza City after the Israeli military once again issued forced relocation orders, among them sick and wounded patients at Al-Shifa Hospital who were left to fend for themselves in Gaza's streets.
My daughter was admitted to the hospital as a result of the siege, starvation and malnutrition. We do not know where to go with the patients. We are fleeing from one death to another. We are dying slowly. Everything we have is over. We are dying 1,000 times every day. Until when will this let down? Until when is this siege? Until when is this weakness in our nation?
Israel's brutal assault on Gaza continued as Palestinians commemorated the 77th anniversary of Nakba, which is Arabic for catastrophe, when some 700,000 Palestinians fled from or were violently expelled from their homes by Israel's founders. This is a Palestinian resident of Ramallah who joined Nakba Day marches in the occupied West Bank.
Despite all of the circumstances, we are maintaining our land and rooted here. Our right of return will never be forgotten, and Palestine will always be Palestine.
Human Rights Watch is condemning Israel's plan to demolish Gaza's remaining civilian infrastructure while concentrating the Palestinian population into a tiny area. HRW said such actions would, quote, amount to an abhorrent escalation of Israel's ongoing crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing and acts of genocide, unquote. Adding, quote, Israel's blockade has transcended military tactics to become a tool of extermination, unquote. On Wednesday, activists with Taxpayers Against Genocide delivered a complaint to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights in Washington, D.C., calling on the U.S. to follow its obligations to prevent genocide under the American Declaration on the Rights and Duties of Man. Huwaid Araf is lead attorney in the case.
Because when you support genocide, you basically violate every right that's guaranteed in the American Declaration, which the United States is held to. The first and foremost among them is the right to life.
President Donald Trump again called for the U.S. to take over Gaza and turn it into what he called a freedom zone. He made the comments earlier today from Qatar as he continues his tour of the Gulf states. On Wednesday, Sheikh Tamim Al Thani welcomed Trump for an official state visit with a lavish ceremony. During his visit, Trump announced Qatar had agreed to deals with U.S. companies worth close to $250 million, including worth over $240 billion, including a $96 billion deal for Boeing to sell hundreds of jets to Qatar.
From Boeing, that's the largest order of jets in the history of Boeing. That's pretty good. So that's a record, Kelly. And congratulations to Boeing. Get those planes out there.
The White House says Trump still plans to accept
the $400 million luxury jet from Qatar, known as the Flying Palace, to replace Air Force One temporarily, despite bipartisan criticism, including from Senate Majority Leader John Thune and other top Republicans. NBC News reports the cost of converting the plane could take several years at a cost of over $1 billion. Trump is traveling to the United Arab Emirates today for the final leg of his Middle East tour. In Virginia, Georgetown University scholar Barakhan Suri has united with his family following his release on bail from a Texas ICE jail after a federal judge Wednesday ruled his detention violated his rights to free speech and due process. Khansouri's release comes 1 week after Tufts scholar Ramesa Osterk was freed from Louisiana ICE jail and 2 weeks after Columbia University student Mohsen Madawi was released from ICE custody in Vermont. Federal agents abducted Khansouri outside his home in Virginia in March, separating him from his three children and his wife, a U.S. citizen of Palestinian descent. Khansouri is a peace scholar. He recently wrote from behind bars that he'll, quote, leave no avenue unexplored in defying the witch hunt unleashed upon me and others who believe in freedom for Palestinians, he said. The U.S. Supreme Court's hearing arguments today on a case stemming from Trump's plan to end birthright citizenship. The Trump administration's challenging the power of federal courts to rule against Trump's executive order and to impose nationwide injunctions. In other news from D.C., Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told House lawmakers she backed the idea of suspending habeas corpus to carry out the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda. At the hearing, California Democratic Congressmember Eric Swalwell blasted Noem for refusing to disavow President Trump's use of a photoshopped image of a tattooed hand, which Trump claimed as proof the expelled Maryland father, Kilmer Abrego Garcia, was an MS-13 gang member. This is part of their exchange.
You are one of the chief law enforcement officials in the country. What have you done to investigate whether